Teenagers, those fascinating creatures who can solve complex calculus problems yet struggle to put dishes in the dishwasher. Josh Shipp knows this world intimately. As a former at-risk foster kid turned youth advocate, he brings rare authenticity to the conversation about raising teens. Beneath the eye-rolling and door-slamming lies a young person who desperately needs guidance, even when they're adamantly claiming otherwise. Their brains are literally under construction. The prefrontal cortex, responsible for judgment, won't fully develop until their mid-20s. This explains why teens can discuss philosophy one moment and make baffling decisions the next. But here's the truth many parents miss. Teenagers need adults more than ever during these years, just in a different way than when they were children. The game has changed dramatically from previous generations, with unprecedented pressures from social media, academic competition, and a rapidly changing job market. Today's teens never truly escape social pressure, facing challenges their parents never encountered. The game has changed dramatically from previous generations with unprecedented pressures from social media, academic competition, and a rapidly changing job market. Today's teens never truly escape social pressure, facing challenges their parents never encountered. Adolescence progresses through six distinct phases, each centered around a key question. Ages 11-12 ask, "Who likes me?" as they transition from childhood needing stability amid rapid changes. Ages 12-14 tackle, "Who am I?" during intense self-discovery, experimenting with identities, while adults highlight emerging strengths. Ages 14-15 question, "Where do I belong?" as peer influence peaks, requiring development of healthy friendship skills. Ages 15-16 challenge, "Why can't I?" as they question authority, needing clear values and consistent consequences. Ages 16-17 wonder, "How can I matter?" developing interest in social causes and seeking meaningful contributions. Ages 17-18 ask, "What will I do?" focusing on post-graduation life with mixed readiness. Adults should gradually transfer freedom while continuing to advise in struggle areas. Understanding these phases reveals that seemingly random teenage behavior actually follows predictable patterns tied to developmental needs. Picture yourself shifting from air traffic controller, directing your child's every move, to coach, guiding them toward independence. This transition is crucial during teenage years when adolescents seek autonomy. When teens rebel, adults often react counterproductively, either flipping out with aggressive outbursts or flipping in by emotionally withdrawing. Both responses stem from feeling powerless and damage relationships. Great coaches transform parenting through specific actions: pregame preparation, rehearsing responses to challenges, postgame review, extracting lessons from experiences, and knowing when to release control. Since parents aren't present for most challenges teens face, preparation through role-playing and discussion becomes essential. When teens inevitably fail, effective coaches ask, "What did we learn from this?" This approach signals partnership, frames mistakes as learning opportunities, shifts focus from past failure to future growth, and identifies strengths and weaknesses. This coaching mindset views adolescence not as a period to survive, but as a critical training ground for adulthood. Our unresolved issues can sabotage our effectiveness with teenagers. Four common parent traps represent misuses of otherwise positive traits. The comfort trap occurs when we avoid challenges out of fear of failure. Parents disengage when parenting becomes difficult, unintentionally communicating, "Adults aren't reliable," and "You're not worth my time." The antidote is facing our fears to help our teen. The approval trap stems from needing to be liked. Parents avoid confrontation and fail to set boundaries, implying, "Do whatever you want." The antidote is recognizing that love requires clear boundaries and consistent consequences. The control trap involves the need to manage every detail. Overprotective parents communicate, "You can't handle life on your own." The antidote is equipping teens with skills to become independent. The performance trap comes from needing recognition. Parents pressure teens to achieve, sending the message, "You'll never be good enough." The antidote is offering encouragement regardless of achievements. Recognizing these traps requires humility, the courage to honestly assess both strengths and weaknesses without defensiveness. Today's teens navigate a fundamentally different social landscape than previous generations, with 88% having cell phones and 92% going online daily. Technology has become central to adolescent identity formation. Social media platforms serve as spaces where teens explore identities, seek validation, and maintain friendships in new ways. Rather than imposing arbitrary time limits, focus on whether technology use affects development priorities, academics, family participation, face-to-face friendships, diverse interests, exercise, and sleep. Creating a central charging station where devices must be placed at night establishes healthy boundaries and improves sleep patterns disrupted by screen light. Teens have evolved from consumers to creators, with 55% posting selfies and 27% uploading videos online. Parents must help teens understand that their online presence functions as a public resume. 77% of employers research candidates online, with 35% rejecting applicants based on findings. Teaching teens to apply filters like the grandma test before posting helps them make better decisions. When addressing pornography and cyberbullying, avoid shame-based approaches and instead focus on practical solutions like filtering software, open dialogue about consent, and digital literacy skills. Education without character development can lead to disaster, as shown by Jeff Skilling, whose Harvard MBA didn't prevent his Enron fraud. Parents should help teens identify suitable career paths before educational investments by gathering data on what they love and excel at, observing their natural inclinations, having them complete self-assessments, and discussing findings together. Our economy has shifted to technology and knowledge work, requiring critical thinking, digital literacy, and adaptability. Parents can prepare teens by teaching them to evaluate information critically, placing them in team situations, connecting education to real life through practical projects, and helping them take ownership of their learning. When teens face difficult teachers or bullying, they need to develop mature responses for future workplace challenges. Parents should use active listening, help assess situations objectively, and provide specific language for difficult conversations. Direct intervention should be limited to illegal or unethical behavior, safety concerns, or abuse, balancing problem-solving skill development with appropriate protection. Among countless daily words, 7 short phrases are crucial for every teenager. I love you, a vital message many adults never heard growing up. I'm proud of you, emphasizing effort over achievement. I'm sorry, modeling genuine apology without qualifiers. I forgive you, teaching that success requires willingness to fail. I'm listening, shifting from control to influence through questions. This is your responsibility, coaching rather than fixing problems. You've got what it takes, building confidence through expressed belief. Plus, a bonus, no, sometimes the most loving response appreciated later. Even when teens seem mortified by their parents, like Billy Joel's daughter begging him not to sing in public, their rejection doesn't diminish parental importance. Despite signals suggesting otherwise, a parent's voice remains most influential in their teen's life. Adolescent conflict isn't personal, but essential developmental work. Teens are looking for edges they can only find through opposition. They need parents to hold the other end of the rope during turbulent years, teaching that relationships can withstand negative emotions. By understanding developmental phases and maintaining connection despite resistance, you can guide teenagers toward becoming not just successful, but whole.